Your soul had a dream, your life is it. How to be held by life when it feels like everything is falling apart. Written and read by Rebecca Campbell. People think the darkness is the end, but it's also the beginning. Has your soul been scheduled to go deeper than before? For Craig, Sunny, and Goldie, who invited me to incarnate so much more deeply than before. Deepening your listening experience. My vision for Your Soul Had a Dream, Your Life Is It goes further than the book itself. You'll find several free resources to deepen your listening experience at rebeccacampbell.me/yoursoulhadadream. Including a free guided workbook. Throughout the chapters, you'll find soul inquiry prompts, and this free guided workbook will allow you to journal on those prompts as you listen to the book. Meditations, chant, and playlists. You can listen to the Unbound chant, meditation, and the playlists mentioned in the book for free over at rebeccacampbell.me/yoursoulhadadream. I love seeing your beautiful book pics, and so if you feel called, take a photo of you listening and tag me at rebeccacampbell_author using #yoursoulhadadream. Introduction. This is a book about change that was written during a period of great change within me and within the world. Who I was when I started it is unrecognizable from who I am today. No part of me is the same. Stoked in the initiatory fires of midlife, becoming a mother, a global pandemic, and the dark nights of the soul, only the most potent embers remain. Perhaps you've gone through something similar too. Navigating the changing seasons of your life and your soul's own darkest nights. Or maybe you're there right now, in the messy gunk of your own transformation. Not quite who you once were, and not quite who you'll soon be. In the muddy rubble of your life. In the in-between. Half one thing, half the next. Your soul scheduled to go deeper than before. The Dark Nights of the Soul is an initiatory period in our spiritual awakening journey that tends to follow the earlier stages of illumination and heightened spiritual experiences that I call the ascent. The Dark Nights of the Soul is the descent. It's the contraction before the expansion, the separation before the union, the winter before the spring, the tomb before the womb. It's the birth canal in which we rebirth ourselves, often right in the middle of our lives. During the descent, our soul is invited to incarnate deeper than before. And while every soul journey is unique, it's often during the darkest nights that we're brought face to face with what's been laying dormant. I refer to it as dark nights, with an S, rather than night, because this period seems to last much longer than we expect. For me, this part of the spiritual awakening journey has been the most difficult to navigate, and it's hurled me deep into my body, my ancestry, the earth, and humanity. This is a book about rebirth, which means it's a book about death, for rebirth isn't possible without it. This is a book about healing, which means it's also about feeling. For healing isn't possible without it. This is a book about finding yourself, which means it's also about losing yourself. For finding yourself isn't possible without it. Life is always trying to initiate us into who we're becoming. It's nature's way, and it always involves change. Change is the one constant in life, and every moment of every day, nature shows us how to embrace change. Nature is the greatest mystery school there is. The snake knows, the rose hip does too, that we need to surrender what once was to one day be born anew. Of all my books, this one has asked the most of me, and it's taken more than 7 years to complete. I wrote it during a really unique period of my life in which I was pregnant 3 times and welcomed 2 babies into the world. One did not make it past the second trimester. Much of the book came to me and through me while soul was being woven into matter and my entire body was expanding and contracting. In 2017, I had 2 spontaneous mystical experiences in which I was shown the gates of life, birth and death, and how this life is a mere breath in the existence of the soul. These awakening experiences, which took me many years to integrate, transmitted something deep into my cells and changed the trajectory of my life. My intention in this book is to use the initiatory gateways of birth and death, as well as others including loss, love, beginnings, and endings, as metaphors to describe how we can navigate the change, transformation, healing, and rebirth that we're all going through, both individually and collectively. And to acknowledge the great initiation that our souls went through to be here right now. For some reason, beyond the surface details of what happened, birth and death are rarely discussed in a deep way that acknowledges how huge they are for us as initiations. This fascinates me. Why aren't we talking more about these profound experiences that are so deeply ingrained in nature? Perhaps we find it hard to do so because of their enormity, or because we're afraid of the unknown. I believe that metaphorically, the great initiations of birth and death hold much wisdom that can help us to transform and truly live. I wonder, could they hold the codes to transformation and a possible rebirth for humanity? I want to acknowledge the complexities and sensitivities surrounding some of the subjects featured in this book, particularly pregnancy, birth, postpartum, baby loss, in the rebirthed and the birth mystery chapters, ancestral healing, intergenerational healing, trauma, and spiritual emergency, and hold space and compassion for our differing experiences of them. If any of the topics I touch on are difficult or painful for you, I encourage you to listen to what you need. And while no two journeys are the same, I've included a list of some of the resources that I personally found helpful in the resources section at the end of the book. However, always trust how you're led. I believe that by sharing our stories in ways that feel safe, we allow space for healing to happen and help one another feel less alone. Throughout the book, you'll find references to the Great Mother, Goddess, Cosmic Mother, Original Mother, and the Ancient Grandmothers of the Earth. These terms are related to my 2 mystical experiences in 2017 and to the part of my journey into which they initiated me, which I call the Descent and a Great Mother Awakening. My intention in sharing them is to convey the comfort I experienced in reconnecting with these deeply ancient, sacred feminine energies of the earth and the cosmos, and to potentially transmit this energy through these words. I also use words and phrases that attempt to encapsulate the ineffable spirit of life, including spirit, the intelligent pulse of life, life force, sacred, cosmos, great mystery, the unseen spirit of life, and God. If these terms don't resonate with you, please substitute them with your own. Another word you'll find is mystic. A mystic is someone who longs to experience life as sacred and actively seeks the sacred that's here all around us and within us. They long to have a direct and physical experience of the divine deep in their body, which is a path of awakening that is available to us all. They see nature as a great teacher and long to experience it intimately and deeply. The path of the mystic is the path of the heart. No matter how difficult life gets, the mystic yearns to experience it all and to keep their heart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?